Hello, guys. Welcome to Become Magnetic Hustlers Attract More. My name is Rita and I'm so happy you are here. So, guys, today we're going to speak about a topic that I recorded a podcast the other day, very channel, very myself, but I never published. I'm going to publish on my membership. Yeah, by the way, if you want to join my membership, is the Soulful Gym. The details will be in the description below. I'm not going to take much about your time. If you want to become on a waiting list, of course, the conditions to join will be way, way better that they already are. So be my guest. Give it a look in the description below. But let's jump to the topic. And the topic I have for you today is, have you been quit on yourself? So I was taking a shower the other day. I know this is too much information, but I was taking a shower and it came to my mind, like, are you quitting on yourself? And I was like, I'm like, am I? Like, I don't know. It just came to my mind. And then from there, I start to rumbling in my head. It happens a lot. And I start to think about so many times that I quit on myself and how many times we are always quitting on ourselves and how we don't even realize. So every time, okay, you say you're going to do something and you don't do it, guess what? You are quitting on yourself. Every time you want to become the highest version of yourself and you don't put the work in, or the little steps you need to do but you're not doing it, guess what? You are quitting on yourself. Every time you said that you would go to the gym, you will not have more this habit, you will become someone else, you will just go for it, you will not go for it, you are just quitting on yourself. Every time, you know, something is toxic for you or someone is toxic for you, but you're keeping putting yourself in that situation, guess what? You are quitting on yourself. You are putting other people, other situations, and first. And the more amazing thing is, this is how I see it from the highest perspective, but on a subconscious level, you actually, every time you lean in to negative patterns, you don't do it, or you do it and that was not what you wanted to do, but you end up doing it, or you want to do it, but you didn't do it. In your subconscious mind, you actually are putting yourself first. And this is the triggering part, because your subconscious mind actually don't want you to thrive. Your subconscious mind wants you to survive, okay? Your subconscious mind is designed to make you survive. So guess what? When you took that job position, do you know you don't like it? Do you know something feels bad inside of you? Or that course that you launched, or that product that you sold, or that date that you went with that guy or that girl, and something felt bad inside of you, or that food that you eat or whatever, but you end up doing it. Sometimes it's because society tells us that will be okay if you do it. That will be good if you do it. And because you want to fit in, you want to survive, you want to be like it, you end up doing it. Yeah. But the funny part here is, again, you are working as survival, because in the past, we would survive in groups. So if the groups reject us, how are we going to eat, right? Because suddenly we're alone. We have no one to protect us, no one to help us. If you are female, you are not hunting. You are doing other tasks. How are you going to have food to eat? And probably who's going to protect you? As a group, you feel safe, but as a group, like, you know, like you've been eaten by animals or whatever. So your brain wants you to survive. We still have this ability, which is amazing when we are in difficult situations. But again, it doesn't want you to thrive, because thrive is unfamiliar, right? If you have a challenge, you never put yourself out there. Guess what? It's unfamiliar. It's unknown. Everything can go right, but everything can go wrong too. And our brain rather don't know. if something will go right or wrong. You'd rather stay in a comfort zone because guess what? The comfort zone is bad, but is a place that feels comfortable because we are used to be there. But what if the other place where we're going is uncomfortable, but ends up becoming a place where you don't know exactly what to do, or is comfortable, but you don't know exactly how to fit in? Or if you end up alone, would you survive? But guess what? In order for you to thrive, you have to go there. In order for you to be happy, expanded, feel that you are living your highest potential, whatever you can do right now. And of course, your highest potential will change every single decade, year, month, maybe. But in order for you to thrive, you need to go there, right? You need to get out of your comfort zone. That you're not happy there, but, you know, it's better to feel familiar with something. In order for you to thrive, you need to go there. You need to face your darkest fears. You need to face your shadow side. You need to do, you know, like you need to face that and say, you know what? I'm okay with that. I'm okay feeling uncomfortable. I'm okay in thriving. And I'm okay in failing, because if I fail, I will learn something and next time I will do it better. Or I'll try, right? It's okay. What is not okay is when you quit on yourself, when you play so small to fit in, at the end of the day, you forget who you are, what you wanted to do, or worst, you know who you are, you know where you want to go, but you are frozen in your fears. And if you face your fears right now, if you stop this video and say, okay, let me see my fears, let me be honest, you will see most of your fears, they're a lie. They're not even true. Because you cannot possibly know what is out there if you've never been there. Oh, I'm not going to have friends. Oh, my rich friends will be so mean to me. How do you know if you've never been there? How do you know? You are telling me someone told you, or you learn in a movie. So wait a minute. So you don't know, because this is someone experience. You cannot possibly know. Oh, you've been there once. It didn't work out. Okay, let me do you a question. So who were you, that person back then? Because I don't know about you, but I know about myself. I'm not the same person I was a year ago. I'm definitely not the same person I was 10 years ago, 5 years ago. So if you are into manifestation, self-development, you know, like I'm sure you've been working on yourself and I'm sure you're not the same person. So how do you know? Let's take a nice deep breath in. Yeah. And face the actually, we don't know. We don't know what we don't know. And that's okay. I don't know what is out there. You don't know what is out there. You might have a sense of things that you probably will manifest if it happens, because you have certain limiting beliefs. It tells you it's going to happen this way, but they are changeable. So if they are changeable, that means your outcome will be changeable. So it means you can go out there, see how it goes, change and shift things in a way. But feel good about yourself, isn't it? It's not feels good when we just go out there, do stuff, and come back home and think, whoa, that was a challenge. I'm not going to lie. That was uncomfortable. But look where I am right now. Oh, I feel strong. I didn't reach what I want, but I feel strong. Imagine you are running a marathon and you never run more than 1 kilometer, but now you're running 40 kilometers. And you reach just 26 kilometers of 40. Would you feel disappointed? Yeah, maybe a bit. Because, you know, like you used to run 1 kilometer, you want 40 kilometers. But can you imagine? Like a week ago, you just run 1 kilometer, or a year ago, you just could run 1 kilometer, and now you're running 26 kilometers. Hey, hello? Was this actually a failure? Was it? Or you more closer to reach the 40 kilometers that you were last year? You see how a shift of perception can change everything? So, what I want to say is, I know you'll be quitting on yourself. Yeah? Because otherwise, you will not be watching this video. You'll be quitting on yourself. Maybe you don't go to the gym like you said you would. Maybe you're not doing the inner work like you say you would. Maybe you've just been procrastinating. That's okay. This is your brain keeping you safe. But it goes to a point that you need to ask yourself, if this is not the outcome I wanted, if this is not what I meant to do, why I keep doing it? Is really because, I am pleasing myself or I'm pleasing others. It's because, I was meant to be here or I'm putting myself here. Who is the thing? And be honest with yourself. There's no other way to pass this if you're not honest in yourself. Why am I doing this to myself? Oh, I quit of myself. So now I'm putting other people first. Now I'm putting society first. Now I'm putting that coach, that mentor, say online, like I'm single because of this. Or I'm a failure because I don't work hard. Now I'm putting all these people in front and see that, yeah, they are right. I'm just a loser. No. You just quit on yourself. That's different. That's different, sister. That's different. You just quit on yourself. It's not the same about being a loser. You just think you are a loser. It's not the same about being a loser. Did you get me? You didn't born a loser. I'm sorry, because otherwise you'd not be here. You'd not be here. You didn't born a loser. You are here for a reason. But now you're thinking you are, so you are quitting on yourself. You are putting other people first. What? Yeah. What? No, it's time to thrive. It's time to thrive. It's time to say, you know what? This is going to be uncomfortable. This is a hot, awful feeling. Awful. I don't want to be here, but I'm going to be here. I'm going to be here. And one month time, I'm not going to feel the same. This happens with me with gym recently. Actually, I was always this girl with self-concept, self-identity, whatever you want to call it. That I am not a healthy person. I'm not a gym person. Like gym, no. I do yoga. I do dance. That's it. Pilates. I call it girly stuff. We invited this. I don't know. Which is me, maybe. But I went to the gym. I just use classes, to be fair. But for me, just do that classes, like working all your body and do these, I don't know, lifts and whatever. For me, it's like it does match my self-identity. It's not who I am. I don't want to be there. I don't want to be there. And then first week was hard. I made the mistake to go most of classes. I want to see how they look like, the teacher. So I could not move. My body was hurt. I felt I was gaining weight instead of losing because I feel bloated with pain in my sore, in my muscles. And it was hard. And the second week, I started to go to less classes, but it didn't improve. I didn't see much difference in my body, but I was curious. I was going. I want to be strong. I want to be fit. And then after a month, I went to a class with a friend, and my friend was me a month ago. I was able to do exercise and do certain exercise with kilos, like 5 kilos. While in beginning, I was doing with 0 kilos or 1.25. And I was shocked. I was like, ooh, I'm feeling energized. I finished this class and I want to do a second class. And before I was like, when this class will finish? And you know what I did? I create an habit. I create an habit of not quitting on myself. I create an habit of prioritize myself. This is a thing I want to do for ages. But it doesn't match me. So why would I do it? And I decided to go for it. I decided to commit myself. And after a month, I was a new person. Other thing I did is like commit myself. Doesn't matter how busy I am to go 30 minutes in a class, at least 2, 3 times a week, just because to don't lose the habit. Because if I lose the habit, I know I'm going to become that lazy girl again. Because in my mind, my identity is I am lazy to do exercise. I'm very active. I love to walk. I love to sometimes do some yoga. It was more my favorite in the past, not so much nowadays. But like dancing, I love it. But don't call me to do that classes. And now I've been doing that classes. This week, I need to be fair, this week I didn't did much because I've been, besides I've been traveling, I've been having loads of sessions in the time that I used to do classes. But I intend next week to be more focused and go more and more classes. But that's it. I need to become someone else. And it's crazy because in first weeks, you don't see results. In third week, I was like, okay, I'm getting a bit better. But... And then there's a shift that happens in the fourth week that I was like, oh, I am this person. Oh, I'm feeling energized instead of feeling already tired after 10 minutes and I want to quit and I don't want to do this exercise to the end. Oh, I finished class energizing instead of losing energy. And that's it. It's because first I need to stop to quit on myself and force myself to feel uncomfortable and to thrive. And now I want to thrive. And then after months, you know, maybe my body is completely different. But now my focus, it was becoming the person who likes to enjoy and go there. And that's what I've been creating, is enjoying more and more classes. Make sure that when I go there and I see someone or I arrive on time, sometimes I make conversation with another ladies there. And that's it. I've been creating a way of making more fun the class. Certain teachers, I love to go to their classes because of the music they play, not so much the exercise. But that's what I've been changing. I've been changing that. And I need to make the decision I'm not quitting on myself. And I think it was after a class in the gym, when I came home, I was taking a shower and I thought to myself, wow, you stopped to quit on yourself. For so long, so many years, you quit. You quit. You thought, I'm not this girl. And you did nothing about becoming this girl. Did nothing. And now you've been showing up. You stopped to quit on yourself. That's the only thing that changed. It was not your potential was not there. It was not that I was not ready. It's just I stopped to quit on myself. Have you been quitting on yourself? Yeah? In which areas? And are you committed to stop to quit on yourself from now on? I hope the answer is yes. I wish you a lovely, lovely week, and we speak soon.